Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy, worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it is going down. We are live and on the air. First of all, greetings to all online, amen, all the callers, and greetings to those that are listening through the web. We expect a mighty move of God like never before. If you didn't come with a level of expectation, then raise it up just a little bit higher, because we want to go a little bit higher in Jesus each and every time we come on the radio. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements on today. First of all, we have faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. And the show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And I want to know, if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Elder always walked the dog. She prayed the house down. I mean, I don't know what she was trying to catch in the beginning. Hallelujah. But whatever it was, she caught it. And she slung it upside the wall, and guess what she did? She kept on and went right on preaching through the sermon, and then she went back on the end and caught it again. I'm sorry. Yes, I do know what she was catching. She was catching the devil. She was beating him up yesterday. So if you missed it, you need to go back and hear it on demand, because it was awesome. All the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. Amen. And then on Sunday, we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you missed this show on today, you can go back and hear it on demand, but we're expecting a mighty move of God like never before. We're just going to take the limits off and let God have his way. And that's what you should do. Just take the limits off and let God have his way. You know, sometimes people want you to go through this routine, that routine. Well, sometimes God has his own routine. Hallelujah. He does things decent and in order. But sometimes he'll just say, okay, just go with the flow and listen to what I'm telling you, and then we're going to rock their world. Glory to God. So go ahead and tell a neighbor, because it's going down. And then on the next hour, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. We're going to have Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So if you miss her show, you can also go back on demand. But I encourage you, you want to go ahead and get ready. After this, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then you're going to go over here, Minister Elaine. Go get you some water. Get you some Sprite, get some ginger ale, glory to God, and just sit back and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to her in these last and evil days. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. And I also want to encourage you. She is an author of an awesome book. Glory to God. So I ask you to go on her Facebook page. I think she still has it out there. So you can go on her Facebook page and you can click on it, and it'll give you instructions. Or you can inbox her and she'll give you instructions on how to get your copy of the book. It's an awesome read. So you want to make sure that you go on and get your book. Get your copy. Don't wait till they're all gone. Go ahead and get it now. Glory to God. And then if you move on back up, we have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Wild of Rouse of Wild Radio at 6 on Tuesday. At 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern, every Tuesday, their life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever you may need. Go ahead and click on Facebook, and you can hit them up there and let them know. You can inbox them. You'll find Prophet Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know what you may need. Glory to God. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. you know, will say, well, you know what, won't nobody help me, poor me. I've been to all these different places and all these churches, and I can't get nobody to help me. Well, stop singing the camel soup song, huh? Not good, but I don't know, it's a little too salty. Glory to God. And just come on and click on it on the Facebook page of Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and inbox them and let them know what you may need. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, 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 many perks. So I encourage you to come on and get on this train. Glory to God. And we're only asking $25 or more. $25 is not a whole lot of money. It really ain't. Glory to God. I know me and this person went out to eat not long ago. Glory to God. And when she came with our tickets, my ticket was almost $25. I'm like, man, what did I get? Let me look at these prices again. So I'm telling you, $25 is not a whole lot. So come on and get in where you fit in and let God be God in your life and let it move in an awesome and mighty way. Glory to God. Excuse me. And now what we're going to do, if you desire prayer before I open us up, amen, you can go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Because he is real and he's to return soon. And I'm going to keep saying it because I know he's coming, glory to God. But you can see by the signs of times and the things that are happening, you know, in the world on today, you know, many, many people, you know, are mourning on today for a lot of lives that were lost, glory to God. And we're going to lift them up in prayer also, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, nobody pressed the 1. Well, we're going to go on down the road. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come together on this day, O Lord God, lifting up your holy name on high, giving you glory, giving you honor and praise, Lord God, letting nothing get in our way, Lord God, from giving you the glory, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, who are mourning on this day, Lord God. We know that you're the comforter, O God. So, Lord, we ask you to comfort them, Lord, and give them peace, Lord God. All of their surroundings, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're reaching out to the motherless. You're reaching out to the fatherless, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We know that your angels will camp around them, Lord, to lead them and guide them, Lord God, into all spiritual truth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray against anything that's coming against them that's not like you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you on this day, O God, because if it had not been for you, we wouldn't be here. So, Lord, we also say thank you. Lord, we know, Lord God, you are the miracle worker, Lord. You are the miracle working God. In the name of Jesus, no miracle is too hard for you, Lord God. Lord, you said we have not because we ask not, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the doctor's report? Are you going to get on your bended knees and say, Lord, I know that you can heal because you are the healer. You made this body. So, Lord, you can heal it everywhere I hurt. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that your blood bought power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, lives on the inside of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us under the blood on this day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, cover the children as they go to school on tomorrow, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let your angels camp around those buses and be at those bus stops. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. For you are, Lord God, and on time, God. You are the keeper of our soul, oh God, as we trust towards the mark of the higher calling, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we let nothing stop us, oh God, Lord, we gird up, Lord God, we undergird, Lord God, all those, Lord God, who can't pray for themselves, we pray for them, Lord God, we stand there in the gap for them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as you have your hand and lay your hand on them, oh God, those that need healing in their body, those that need healing in their mind, those that need healing, God, wherever they're hurting, Lord, in the name of Jesus, come in broken relationship, let them know, Lord God, that your relationship can't get broken, Lord God, if they draw not to you, Lord God, and you'll draw not to them, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we give you the glory, Lord, and we praise your heavenly name on high, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, glory to God. The only thing that can separate us from God is sin. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Yes, it does. But you know, to know better, you have to do better. Glory to God. Now, if you keep doing that same old, and you know what, it's a sin over here. I don't know if y'all want an example or not, but hey, let's just give you one anyway. You know, just to be throwing it out there. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know that it's a sin, amen, to sleep with someone and you're not married to them. Let's just put it like that. Hallelujah. And yes, that's a sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's not your husband. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to say that what God is telling me on that one. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Okay, let's put it in a nicer way. Hallelujah. And let's just say it may be somebody else's, okay? Just break it all down. But anyway, you know all that sin, and then you go and you do it one time, and then you say, well, Lord, I know. Lord, I repent. You done got up. You done repented. Now, here you go back down again with that same old. Come on now. You know to do better. So listen, I don't know who this for. Hallelujah. But if it's for you, grab it. If it's not, put it on the shelf, single women. Glory to God. Because one day you don't need it. Hallelujah. Because he coming. He's coming. Hallelujah. And he's going to come just like you like him. Hallelujah. But you've been calling him and he's coming just like you like him. Hallelujah. Just like that. Hallelujah. He's going to be a wolf in sheep clothing. Hallelujah. So be careful, hallelujah, how you pray and make sin and how you praying for things, hallelujah, that you know it's not godly, hallelujah. You say, well, Lord, I'm praying the right way, ain't it, Lord? Did you go to the Word of God and see how you're supposed to pray, hallelujah? Because you keep praying and you want him and you want him and you want him, and he's going to come in just like you want him, hallelujah. Because it's good not to miss things. You know, when you think you can just skip beats, you understand your heart can't skip a beat, can it? Hallelujah. So you can't skip a beat in the ministry, glory to God. You can't do it. Hallelujah. You have to do things decent and in order. Your prayers have to be targeted. You have to ask God some specific. Hallelujah. And you always do this first. Put him first. Lord, let him have you in him. Because, Lord, if he got you, it can't fail. Lord, he got to have you. He got to be anchored in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, don't send me nobody if he ain't anchored in you. I don't want him. Glory to God. But you know what happens now so many times? Women always talking about, you know, their biological clock ticking. Men, it's the same thing, hallelujah. Other than you don't say your clock ticking. You'll say, I'm getting older now, so I need somebody to help me. And in case I need somebody to take care of me in my old age, that's what I hear the men saying. But anyway, it goes for you anyway. You know, all that goes together. So just be careful how you're praying and what you're praying for, because you're loosing some stuff on you that you're, hey, man, glory to God, it's going to be hard, hallelujah. It's going hard. It's going to take you to hard knocks soon. I see it, hallelujah. And I know y'all know what hard knocks soon is. Glory to God, come on. My God, all those troubles and all those things that come, and those trials and those tribulations, I know we have those anyway, but that's some things that you could have avoided. Glory to God. So why go out like that when you can go out, amen, with God's blessings upon your life? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go on with the word on down the hill. Hallelujah. I'm going to be speaking today from Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to title this message Right Now Faith. You know, some said, well, I had faith back in the past, you know. Yes, you, and my mom and them had faith, and my granny and them had faith, and you know, granddad and them had faith. But, yeah, that's not your faith. We're talking about right now faith that you should have. Glory to God. And, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, all you got to do is have faith. Let me tell you something. Faith has to be built. Hallelujah. You can't just say, well, I got faith. No. If you're doing things that's not righteous, hallelujah, then guess what? Your faith is not in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know who your faith is, but it ain't in God. Okay? Let's move it on. Oh, I know y'all enjoying this message on the day, because I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, you can't be like that. My God. You tell somebody, just have faith. Just have faith. Somebody, just have faith. God will work it out. God will work it out. Yes, he will work it out. Yes. But you and that person got to be living a right life. hallelujah, for that to work out. You can't live, amen, live like a hell and then expect heaven's blessings. It don't happen like that. He going to take care of you. Yes, I know that. Hallelujah. But for you to be telling somebody to just have faith, you just got to have faith. Faith has to be built up. You think you can just jump in and get, yeah, and you know, when you're a new babe, yeah, you can get everything. Yeah, you ask God this, you got it. You got it. It's just coming. It's coming. But when you get older in the ministry, understand, you're going to have to wait for some things. Let's get started. On chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, he said, without faith, you can't please God, right? So what do that mean? You got to stay in the word. You got to have, you got to build your faith up. Glory to God. Once you get to reading and you understand what it's all about and how he is and what he is in the word of God, then you can build your faith up. You can't just jump in and say, I got faith to move a mountain. No, that don't happen. Yeah, I got faith. He gave every man the measure of faith. Yeah, we all got faith, the size of a mustard seed. Yes. But then you have to build your faith up whenever, you know, things go to happen. And you already have to be prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. Glory to God. Yes, you got that little bitty mustard seed faith, but don't you want bigger faith to get even more things and be able to cast out devils? And when you pray for somebody, amen, you can see the demons flee. Good God Almighty, that's the kind of faith you want to have. Hallelujah. And that don't come easy, baby. That don't come easy fast. Pray and read fast. Pray and read continually every day. Hallelujah. My God. Because we know we're going to have tests. Hallelujah. Some of the stuff that we go through, we're going to have trials, we're going to have troubles, we're going to have tests. Yes, we are. You know, that's just the way it is. But we got to be steadfast in the word of God in order, hallelujah, for these things to move. You know, some just say, well, you know what? Yeah, I got faith. I done heard this so much, amen, in the last week till I got kind of tired. I'm looking at you, I'm like, okay, if you got faith, why are you over there gossiping about somebody? You know what I'm saying? If you can move all these mountains that's going on in this person's life, then why are you over here talking about a little bit? I hope ain't none of y'all named little bit, because that's just something I thought up. Glory to God. You know? Okay, you're over here talking about a little bit. Glory to God. Well, if you got faith, then you need to be telling a little bit where she need to go in the word to find, you know, to help her to build her faith up. If you got faith, glory to God, and telling her to have faith, hallelujah. Instead of shooting her down, you will go ahead and you will help lift her up. Say, come on, let me show you what I do, and this is what I read, and this is how I do it. And faith is something that you can't see. In faith, you got to walk with it even though you can't see it. You got to live by it. You got to stand on it, because guess what? Trials are coming. Tests going to come, and you know who the tests come through? People. Glory to God. Let's move on to number two. For by the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Okay, now listen at that, glory to God. We see that, you know, the world was framed by faith. Okay, when he spoke it, it happened. So you know what? You could frame your own world by what you speak and what you think, glory to God. You have to stay on a positive note. It's just like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whenever things come your way, you got to know how to cast down the imaginations in high places. Hallelujah. And stay prayed up and continue to walk in that faith. Glory to God. So I ain't taking that. And then if people come and they try to bring all this negativity and all this negative stuff in your mind, then you got to know to say, listen, I don't want to hear it. Don't let it come across my door. Don't even write me a note about it. I don't want to see it on social media. I don't want to see it, period, because guess what? You're trying to come up, so guess what they're going to do? Tear you down. And I learned, sometimes you talk to people, well, you know, I'm believing God for this, and, you know, this is what he said. I'm believing God for a new car, or I'm believing God that he's going to give me the money to go to school. And those things just really don't happen. You know, you have to go and get a grant. You have to go and get a loan. You have to go and get this, and you have to go and get that. Yeah, we have to comply by the rules and the regulations of the world system, but God can do anything. He can place you on somebody's heart that'll bring the money in. He can give you a scholarship where you won't have to pay not a damn debt. That's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. So don't listen at them. Hallelujah. Somebody want to go to school, and they, you know, it's a younger generation, and they believe in God right now for money to go to school. Well, you keep believing, because guess what? He'll do it every time. I know you're saying that you don't want these loans and all this different stuff. Hallelujah. You want to go to school, and you want to be debt-free. Well, he can do it. Hallelujah. My God, get your prayer team up. Hallelujah. And let them pray for you, but be careful who it is. Make sure it's someone who's also living the word that can pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And y'all continue to pray, because he can do it. And nothing's too hard for God. Not nothing. Hallelujah. So don't let him tear you down. Hallelujah. About what you're saying. Yeah, you can do it. Hallelujah. You can go to school. Amen. Debt free. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on. Let's move to verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous God, testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Okay, right here, we're talking about Cain and Abel right here. Abel offered a much better sacrifice than Cain. Abel gave God his fatted sheep. Oh my God, can you imagine how big that nice and smooth? I'm gonna get. That's what you gotta do. You gotta give God your best. That lets him know you're walking in faith. Now, Cain didn't do so well. Glory to God. But you know, he got jealous of his brother because he gave God his best. Do you know people, if it's right here in this Bible, do you know people will get jealous of you because you do your best in the ministry? You know what they always say, so you're trying to, how should I say it? You're trying to suck up. No, it's not that. You want to do your best, because when you're doing your best for your leaders and in the ministry, you're doing your best as unto God. But they don't look at it like that. They look at them as just people. You know, I'm going to piggyback just a little bit about what Elder was talking about on yesterday about following leadership and obeying leadership, and she's been on that. So some people who need to listen and go back, because she is an evangelist, amen, Elder, evangelist. And she knows what she's talking about. Hallelujah. She's trying to tell you you need to submit to your leadership. That's what she's saying, glory to God. And she said it well on yesterday. And that's the thing about it. People will get jealous because you do your best in the ministry. And every time they need you, you're there. You're on point. You're on cue. Hallelujah. If the pastor, amen, or the apostle, amen, whoever it may be, so you know what? This is what I need you to do. If you would you do this for me? And they'll agree to it. It don't matter if they got to put something to the curb, kick it to the curb. They'll do it. But people will get jealous because you operate in excellence. You see right here, Cain, amen, Cain got jealous of Abel. And in my understanding, he gave him a you know, something, but it wasn't, amen, as extravagant as that fatted sheep that he gave him. That goes to show, you know, some tend to their belongings very well. In other words, some tend to their money really good. Hallelujah. And then Cain over here, he didn't do that. Hallelujah. Now, think about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which one would you rather receive? You know, I'm going to receive the best gift. That's what he's going to receive. Hallelujah. Because he gave his best, and he got jealous because he gave his best. And guess what he did? What did he do? He killed him. Hallelujah. But although, hallelujah, his spirit, amen, still lived, because he remembered, you know, he gave God his best. His spirit was still living in heaven. Hallelujah. He may have killed him in the body, but he didn't kill his spirit because it was still living. That's why he was speaking from the ground. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. So listen up. Everybody on this line, glory to God, everybody listening by way of, always do your best where ministry is concerned. Don't worry about who don't like it. Who do like it? You know, I learned. I had to learn in my years of ministry. I had to learn to be a ministry. In the ministry, you have to please those in the ministry. Amen. Because God has placed them up there. So guess what you got to do? You got to do what you got to do. Hallelujah. You can't worry about the next person. If they don't want to do it, then that's fine. But you got to stay decent and in order, because you're doing it as unto God. I believe if we all have that mentality, we do it unto God, then this whole world will be a better thing. It'll be a better place to live. And when you go to work, you do the same thing. You do it as if unto God, glory to God, not unto man. He said, obey the law of the land, yes. But he didn't tell you that you had to do nothing that had sin in it. So think about it. If it's something that they want you to do and it's got sin in it, just take it to the heel, which come your heel. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. See right here, he said he wasn't going to see death. Glory to God. And guess what? He did. He was translated, meaning he was taken up unto heaven. Glory to God. Because he said it, he spoke it, and it happened. And he pleased God for staying in faith, believing that he will be translated up. And he stayed in faith with the word of God. He read the word and all those good things. He meditated on it, and he pleased God. Now, you see right here, we need to be God pleasers, and glory to God, instead of man pleasers. You know, some people will try to suck up to, you know, and, amen, and the companies, and they'll come, you know, unto people, the little over authority, glory to God, hallelujah. No, you don't have to do all that. You just got to do what you got to do, glory to God. As long as I'm pleasing God and obeying him and doing what I'm supposed to do, then guess what? You're going to be good. Doing your job, that's what it is, hallelujah. And make sure you do your job, hallelujah. That's the way it is. You ain't got to do all that just to try to get you a place there. Hallelujah, on your job and thinking they won't get rid of you. You'll be the first one to get rid of. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you have no faith, you will never please God. You can't please God just going on, you know, just like today's. Nah, with a little mustard seed faith you got. You got to understand, you got to be able, amen, there's going to come a time when you may have to pray for somebody. So you want more than just that little bit of mustard seed faith. And you want to make sure you're living a righteous life so you can have the faith that you need, Lord, to get somebody healed and set them free, Lord God, in their mind. That's where you want to be. You don't want to just be ordinary. Well, you know what? I got faith. I'm going to believe God for a car. I'm going to believe God for a house. I'm going to believe God for a man. I'm going to believe God for money. Those are the only things, the natural stuff. But you want to be able to believe God for the spiritual stuff. Lord, when I lay hands on this person, they're going to be healed in the name of Jesus by your faith, God, in the name of Jesus, by the faith, Lord, that you have placed on the inside of me. Because I believe, God, that you are the healer, Lord God, and nothing, Lord God, catches you by surprise. You want to be able to speak it with boldness and know that the faith of God lives in you, and you can get this person healed. You can get them set free, and they've been wandering around all their life on alcohol, and once you go and you pray for them, hallelujah, and you set them free, and hey, glory to God, and God is moving through you. That's where you want to be. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the savings of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness, which is by faith. Glory to God. You see right here, Noah built that ark, knowing, amen, that he trusted God and he had faith in God when he told him to do it. Remember, what did they do when Noah began to build the ark? They laughed at Noah, right? But guess what he did? He kept right on and he built that ark, didn't he? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They laughed. They picked at it. You understand? See it right here? Just because you're anchored in the Lord and you're in the ministry and you're doing what you're supposed to do under the umbrella of those who are over you. Glory to God. And then people laughing at you and talking about you and talking about the ministry. Don't give in to that stuff. Because guess what? They're going to stumble and they're going to fall, and that's the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't give in to that stuff. Learn how to walk away from some things. Choose your battles well. Glory to God. Don't let nobody, amen, when they get ready to try to come down on the ministry you in, or they trying to bind you up and get you to say this and say that like they know the Lord like that, walk away from them people. Hallelujah. I've had to do it myself. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to let nobody. I'm going to just tell it, keep it real. I'm not going to let nobody tear my ministry down. They can forget it. I'm not going to let nobody tell those whom God has placed over me. If that means some separation, then guess what? We're going to separate. Hallelujah. You can go ahead. Amen. You can nail up the wall and put in whatever it is between it, because it's not going to happen. I'm just going to tell it like it is, you know, how people coming against ministries and coming against people, leaders, and different things now, and they don't think nothing of it. He said, touch not my anointed. Hey, I ever said it on yesterday, and do my prophets no harm. He ever said it yesterday. Glory to God. He mean what he say. Hallelujah. And you can say, well, I don't know about that. Now, if you heard it, then you know it. A lot of people say, well, I don't know. No, if you heard it, you've heard it, you've been in church, you go there every day with your short skirts on and with your tight pants and whatever, glory to God, and you sit in there and you heard it, you're going to be held accountable for that you know that you heard. Hallelujah. But don't do it. Don't let nobody do that. But when Noah was building the ark, they laughed at him. They talked about him. Hallelujah. But guess what? They still didn't stop Noah from building that ark. He kept right on building that ark, didn't he? Yes, he did. And then when the rain came, what happened? Oh, my God. What happened then? Glory to God. What did they do? Oh, my God. They were hollering out there, crying and carrying on, you know, but there was nothing but you can't get in. Glory to God. Come on now, see? Hallelujah. Let's move on. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. See, when God told Abraham it was time to come out, and look, he went on his journey. He didn't know where he was going to end up. He didn't know, but he had faith in God to know that he was going to take him out, you know, take him somewhere in a good place, because Abraham was a father of faith. Hallelujah. And he just kept going and kept going until he got to that land that he was going to show him. Ha ha. That's what you got. You got to step out on faith. Now, let me tell you, there's faith and there's foolish faith. Hallelujah. So don't walk in the foolish part of it. Hallelujah. Always pray. And if here's my thing. When I pray and he don't say nothing, guess what I do? I don't do nothing. It's just a done deal. I said, Lord, if you don't say nothing, I'm not going to do nothing. If you ain't said do it, then guess what? It's done. Okay? And then I'm going to pray about it again. If he still don't say nothing, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm through. I'll go on. And if I feel like I need to come back again, I'm coming back again. Here, popping up again. What you want me to do about it? And if he don't say nothing, guess what? I'm gone. And I'm going to leave it alone. That's it. Now, I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to leave it alone. And when I said no, I mean no. Okay? That's just the way it is. But sometimes people be trying to get you to do stuff, you know, but it's not what you want to do. And I tell them, no, I'm not doing that. You know, they'll say, well, come on, we can go to this place and do it. No, I'm not going. Okay? I'm just not going. Well, why? I'm just not going. Because I know that it's not where he want me to be. Because you don't want nothing to taint you. Oh, my God. Do y'all know about getting tainted? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you leave meat in the freezer too long, and you'll say, oh, it's tainted. Oh, my God. Then what you have to do? Throw it out, right? So you don't want to get thrown out with that meat, right? So you have to live a life of righteousness. You got to know where to go, what to do, and where not to go. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to stay in this word so he can lead you and guide you, because you're going to be guided by the word of God. It ain't nothing that says you got to, hallelujah, follow everywhere someone tells you to go. Nobody, hallelujah, you don't have to do that. Let's move on. Verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise and in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Now listen, you know, Abraham was leaving a country. He thought he was going in the country, you know, and, you know, in a city, and he was going to have, you know, this, that, and everything. But guess what? He had to sleep in a tent. But guess what? He trusted God enough to do that. Hallelujah. And I understand, you know, sometimes he may lead you and tell you, I want you to go here. But when you get there, you might have to sleep on the air mattress for a little bit. But that's okay. Know that that's your promised land that he was taking you to. You might have to sleep on the air mattress a little while. You may not have any furniture in your apartment or in your house for a little bit. But know that that still is his promise. So look what Abraham had to do. He had to sleep in a tent. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. My God. Thank you, Lord, for pointing that out. My God. He had to sleep in a tent. But he trusted God enough and had faith in God to know that he didn't bring him out that far to leave him. Now, some of y'all can get down, amen, and think, well, you know what, God, you done brought me here and you left me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He said, never seen the righteous forsaken nor is he beg bread. You ain't got to beg because he's there. Sometimes you can get so caught up in not having what you want, but you have what you need. He said, I'll supply your needs. Hallelujah. You know, this word, it comes alive in your life once you get to reading it and understanding what he's saying. Because a lot of times, you know, you could read it and not understand it. But once you read it and understand it, it will come alive in your life. And it'll help your faith to grow. Let's move on a little bit here. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builders and makers is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. She judged the Lord faithful. She didn't have no children. Abraham, amen, he was old. Sarah was old. I understand back then, you know, they didn't have Viagra. They didn't have none of that, you know, and all those different things that they have now. Glory to God. And he was old. She was old. So she thought it was just, you know, out the door. But guess what? She held on. In the beginning, she didn't. But guess what? She understood it later on. Like, you'll understand it better, bye. And she did. And she held on with faith. And guess what? Abraham said, okay, now listen, Sarah. Okay, God done spoken. He done told us now. Listen, you got to come on now because you know I'm an old man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, this is it now. This is it. Come on, Sarah. Okay? And so guess what? Sarah had a child. Sarah had the promised child. She held on, amen, with her faith, and she didn't let go, and she had the promised child. Understand, they were old. They were old people. I'm talking old. Glory to God. So understand, hallelujah, he'll do it. He'll make a way out of no way. Understand, and he made this way out of no way. Let's move on. Let's move on to 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky is multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea shore, innumerable. Okay, right there. See, he did. He had more than that. He had more than just that one. Hallelujah. He had more after that. But guess what? You know, I ain't read that Sarah had one. That's all I know she had, okay? Hallelujah. Let's move on. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, and was persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, they didn't see the final product. They did not see the final product of what they really, really could have had. But you know what? They were saying they were just wanted to see eternal life. You know, they wanted to see eternal life. But, you know, he can give you eternal life if you want it. He can give you much more. You can live a good life down here on this earth. All because if you don't see some people, you say, well, look at them. They're Christians, but they don't have, you know, they don't have this and they don't have that. But you know what? Some people are just happy where they are. He said, a poor you will have with you always. Because some people are just happy where they are. They are happy to be a Christian, and they know they got a seat in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Know they got a seat in the kingdom of God. But, you know, you can still have a good life and live a good life because we serve a good God. When you got faith, faith will move that mountain. Glory to God. You got to have mountain moving faith. You got to learn how to stay in his word and dissect this word and understand God's promises are yea and amen. He said, let us hold fast to the profession of faith. Glory to God. That means you got to hold on with all you got. Don't keep moving just because one thing you asked for did not come about. Don't keep moving, glory to God, because you're not getting what you want. Stand fast on it and don't move because that promise will soon come. You know, because look at Sarah, hallelujah. My God. You know, honey, Abraham, amen, she gave Abraham a maid, hallelujah, told him to go into a maid and all that. Yes, he did. But guess what? He still gave her the promise. He gave her the promise child. So you can't move. Hold on to your faith. Don't allow people to come and put negatives in your bank. Don't let them make that deposit. because they bad about making that deposit. Well, you know, we got to do this. No, we ain't got to do nothing. God got to do it. If he don't do it, it won't get done. Because faith, you can build your faith. Glory to God each and every day by praying in the spirit, by praying and asking God to help you, by asking the Holy Ghost to come in and do his work. Some say they don't want the Holy Ghost, but I'm here to tell you, it'll lead you and guide you. It will give you the strength that you need to muster on, hallelujah, to do the things that you need to do, not want to do, but you need to do. Because we all have a call to ministry. So, you know, you can have faith to keep going. Let's read on a little bit. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from which they came out, they might have had opportunities to have returned. You know, glory to God. Just think about it now. Okay, right here. When God's always trying to get you somewhere, you keep thinking about the old that you had. Some of your kids still thinking about them old relationships. Glory to God. When he's telling you, listen, I want you to come out from under this man that you, amen, you're going with. I'm going to show you a new man that's going to treat you right. I'm going to show you somebody that's going to do you right. But see, you're still thinking, well, you know, he did pay a light bill. Well, that's all he paid. Hallelujah. Have enough faith in God to know that whenever he gives you something, it's going to be better than what you had. Whenever he tells you, well, I don't want you to get this house over here, hold on to your faith, because guess what? I'm going to give you a better house over here on the other side. Glory to God. I'm going to give it to you up here on the upper side. You ain't got to go be in the hood. Glory to God. Don't always think that that's the only thing you can afford is something in the hood. Yeah, hallelujah. That's why you stay built up. That's why you have to stay built up on your most holy faith. Praying in tongues, praying in the spirit, glory to God, and asking God to show you, lead you, and guide you through everything you got to go through. Glory to God. And he's trying to get some of y'all away from them old broken relationships, but still you want to go back to them same old, glory to God. But allow him to be God in your life, to move and push you forward, not backwards. Stop looking back. Whatever's back there, let it stay back. You don't want to turn into a pill of salt like Lot's wife. Hallelujah. And what I see, hallelujah, when you turn into that pill of salt, in other words, when you step back, it's going to be hard for you to come back. Oh, good God Almighty. So don't step back. Keep going forward. Hallelujah. Because when you step back, you won't come back. Some people never get back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it'll make you lose what you got. My God. Because see, you like where you were. I know someone, amen, glory, amen, they could, you know, start dating a new person and, you know, things were going well and, you know, how things going with you and, you know, your friend? Oh, they're going really good, really spectacular, you know. It's good to be, you know, in another place with a new person, you know, and get to know them. I said, yeah, that's good. I said, oh, I'm happy for you. It wasn't long before, guess what they did? Step back. You know why they step back? Because that's their comfort zone. Glory to God. Now, if they'd have stayed, they could have probably had more and even more than what they got right now. So be careful about that. Listen, don't step back. Hallelujah. Step up. Step up in faith and stay there. Let's move on. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. But by faith, when he was tired, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Okay, look right here. He offered up his son. Abraham had enough faith to offer up Isaac because he trusted God. He had faith in God. He said, come on, I know God ain't going to let me sacrifice my son. He always got something else going on. Glory to God. Come on, God ain't going to let you be out there alone. He ain't going to let your life get cut off. Well, hold up. Let me tell you this. If you ain't spending your money going to all these stores, hallelujah, every weekend, got to catch every sale, okay? If you ain't always buying, you know, something offline and doing all that, glory to God. He going to help you, hallelujah, glory to God. But don't go spending your money frivolously and, oh, I forgot, pay your tithes and your offering, and he going to help you, baby. Glory to God. He going to help you. He see you trying to do it. You see you trying to work. And that's when he'll step in and he said, well, I'm proud of you because you got faith in me to know, hallelujah, if you do right, I'm going to give you just what you need. You and your children ain't going to be in the dark. You and your husband won't be in the dark. You are not going to live in the dark. Glory to God. Let's move on. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Glory to God. Let's move on to 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Let's move back just a little bit on 19. You see, when Abraham going up the hill, come on. You see what he was doing? He was going to offer up his son. Amen. As a sacrifice. He trusts God so that guess what? When he got to going up the hill, oh, my God. He said, oh, my Lord, do you think he was just walking up the hill? He said, no, Lord, you said, Lord God, and I believe you, God. You said, Lord God, if I believe you, Lord, it ain't nothing that you won't do for me. Lord, if I believe you, God, you'll send me a ram because I know you got something in the bush, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When he was going up the hill, step by step, my Lord, he went to pray, and Lord, you know I got faith in you, Lord God. I've walked with you, Lord, and I've stuck with you all my days, oh, Lord God. So I know, Lord God, you said nothing is too hard for you. So I'm holding on to your unchanging hand, Lord God. I'm looking for you, Lord God, to see me through this, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, where are you? Are you here with me? I'm going up this mountain, Lord God. So, Lord, you got to give me something. Come on, Lord God. What are you going to do? So he looked over and he saw the ram. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he had supplied for him to go up by the time he got ready. Oh, my God, to cut his son. Hallelujah. He said, hold up, the angel of the Lord. Hold up. Wait a minute. Get the ram and sacrifice him. Good God Almighty, you know you have faith in Jesus to move the mountains so you can be a mountain mover. Stay in the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Stop playing the video games. Stop letting your children play them all the time. Get in the word of God so you can have strength to move the mountains. So you can have strength to move the sickness. And you won't have to always call the pastor. You won't have to always call the apostle. You won't have to always call the church members to pray for you. Glory to God. It's okay if you call them sometimes, but there are some things he put you down to pray for yourself. Good God Almighty, have faith in the Lord thy God that he'll move any mountain that you got. Glory to God. So when you go out in the hedges and the highways, you can compare those that are lost to come to Christ, because he will lead you and he'll guide you to those that you need to speak to and tell them certain words. And he want to use everybody, but everybody can't be used because you're filthy. You need to ask him to clean you up so you can go out in the world. Glory to God. That faith has to be built. Oh, my Lord, you can't just say you got it. You never read the word of God. You never meditate on the word of God. You're slipping, tipping, and dipping. You ain't got no faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't have faith like that. You got faith in sin, not God. You got faith in sin, and it ain't God. Glory to God. If you want God to move in a mighty way, build your faith. Stay in the word of God. Hallelujah. And watch what God will do. He is not going to leave you out there hanging high and dry. Look at Abraham, hallelujah, when he was going up that mountain. Oh, my God. Can you imagine, hallelujah? Yes, that's what so many times things happen in our lives. And you know what we forget? Forget to pray. That's the thing. You forget to pray. Hallelujah. You know, life is full of distractions. It's full of distractions now. It's full of distractions. But guess what you got to do? You got to learn to say, I'm going to stay on task. Lord, I'm going to stay on task, and I'm going to stay on task. Glory to God. When you go home, you know, I always tell them, when I go home, it's just me and Jesus. I say, everything else is out the door, and that's the way it should be. Hallelujah. And you should come home and meditate on it and just be there. And just, even if you're tired, I know sometimes you get so tired, but, you know, still, you know, you can turn the Bible on and hear it. Glory to God. And it'll soothe you. You can hear music and it will soothe you. Glory to God. And leave work at work. Hallelujah. My God. So you won't be so upset. Hallelujah. And I said this one more time. I said this several times in them bills, 6 o'clock, hallelujah, glory to God. Tithes and offerings, hallelujah. Me, if I'm going to pay it, ain't no if, I'm going to pay it, hallelujah, glory to God. It's going to either be early in the morning or it's going to be before 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And if I can't get it in between that time, or if I have something else, I was out and had and my time zone, you know, we are fast time. But guess what I'll do? I'll hold it till the next day, and that morning then I'll do it. Glory to God. But between those times, hallelujah, you can talk about anything you want to talk about with me. But 6 o'clock, after 6 o'clock, not even 6:01. Don't call me talking about no bills. Glory to God. So when I get in the bed, it's me and Jesus. I don't want to hear that. Hallelujah. Because I can't pay it in the bed anyway. So I don't want to hear that. And when I'm here in the house and it's me and his time, then that's what I want, me and his time. You got to learn how to shut some stuff out. Glory to God. And not always bring everything with you. That's what fools your head up. And you have so much on you. It's, oh my, tonight I didn't sleep well last night. Okay, what was you thinking about? You need to pay your light bill. You need to pay. I'm not saying don't pay your bills. Yeah, pay them. Yes, because I don't want you in the dark. Okay, don't tell them the prophet told you not to pay them. No, I ain't said that. Okay? Glory to God. I don't want you in the dark. But that way you can pay your bills, glory to God, and make sure that you spend time with God. It's so important because that's what's going to help build your faith. You know, I know your faith can be shaken sometimes, glory to God. So I'm going to pray amen for someone whose faith has been shaken. Oh, my Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. At times all of our faith gets shaken, hallelujah, my God. So this person's faith has been shaken so, oh my God, it just don't seem like they can get up. They've been down for, amen, they would think a long time, but not a long time to God. Sometimes we have to go back and ask God, the Lord, why is this happening? And he'll show us, because I do, I say, Lord, tell me what I do here to make this mistake, you know, so I won't make this mistake again. Tell me what happened here. Did there something I do that I get off track? You know, when we ask God to help us, he'll help us. Glory to God, because you don't want nothing to get you off that track where you stay off that track. And once you start, amen, you're on that right track, then that's where you want to stay. So it's okay to ask God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for that person that their faith has really, really been shaken, Lord, in this first year, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord, where they're weak. Build them where they're torn down, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Give them the strength to go on, Lord God. Although they've been through a lot of sickness, oh my God, they've had death in their family, Lord God, one after another, oh good God Almighty. So I ask you, God, to give them the strength, Lord God, and give them the faith that they need to walk in you and know that you're there and you'll hold their hand, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're walking with them, you're supping with them, oh Lord God, you're giving them strength, Lord, that they need. Let them start to read your word even the more and hear your word over and over and over again, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. What you need to do is you need to turn that word on. Turn it on. You. Everybody got it on the phone. They got it on tablets. They got so much technology now, you can't say, I missed the word. Hallelujah. They got all kinds of gadgets now. You can turn that word on and hear that word, because you may not feel like reading because you're trying to drop in a depression stage. So turn it on and hear that word over and over and over again. It'll break that cycle. Get you some music and put it on. Hallelujah. Some gospel music, and it'll break that cycle, that those things that you're going through. Hallelujah. You can't just sit and do nothing, hallelujah, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Hallelujah, you can't do that, glory to God. But that's what you need to do. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you got to walk right now faith, now faith. You can't live off grandmama faith last year. You can't live off uncle faith last year. You can't live off none of that last year faith. You got to go right now. You got to start where you're at and continue in his word and believe like Abraham did, and he walked in faith and believed God, and he had a child, amen, and it glory to God. Yes, he did. My God, Sarah, woman, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's what they had, the promised child. So Isaac was the promised child. Glory to God. So you got to learn how to stay in faith and read the word. Meditate on the word, too. It's good to meditate on at what you're reading after you read. I don't like to just read a whole chapter and meditate. I don't. I like to meditate on my verse by verse, glory to God, I do. Hallelujah. And that's what it is. It's something I get to, and then it clicks, and it stands out to me. And let me tell you something. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Y'all can look it up. You got the encyclopedias and Webster dictionaries, and now all you got to do is just type the word in on the phone and tell it to find it, and get what it'll find you. Some can use the voice to find it, you know, Google Voice. Hallelujah. There's just no way you can get around all this that you got, amen, available to you not to get it. I like to do it scripture by scripture. I really do. I don't like to read the whole thing and then go back. I like to go and break it down and just keep going like that. And that's what helps you, hallelujah, to know what you're reading and breaking it down to you and pray on it and ask God to reveal what he want to reveal into it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I leave the show, I want to encourage you to don't forget now, Ministry Elaine is coming up next, the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So don't forget, tune in next for Minister Elaine's show. And I'm giving you the numbers. Glory to God. 1-347-945-5041. For those who say they can't get on, you know, the web pages and different things, you know, I'm giving you the number. So go over and show her some love. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then her show will be coming up next, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Now, if you don't know Jesus and pardon your sin, I want you to repeat after me. I want you to repeat the prayer of salvation. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me of everything that I've done, all the sinning I have did, Lord, and committed against you. Father God, forgive me for that. I repent right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer in Christ. Get in a Bible believing church. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Glory that received, oh my God, that received the Lord as your Savior. Glory to God. And we'll go on down the road. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and inbox me and I'll help you. I will. And tell you your next move anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we will get you on the right path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I know sometimes it gets hard. You're saying what church to go to? What's this? What's that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and I will help you. You can hit any of us up on Facebook. We will help you. Glory to God. We're here to be helpers one to another. So just come on in and let God be God in your life so you can get on this road, hallelujah, and keep moving forward and not looking back, huh? Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to get out of here. But don't forget to tune in on Tuesday night with Apostle and Pastor. They've been rocking that word. Oh, my God. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. The show comes on at on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And don't forget, faith come by hearing. Elder Bertha asks you, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next week. Amen.